This is week, this is month nine. So this is our last, session together. So I sort of wanted to have an opportunity to sum up what you thought were the, basically what you thought you got out of the program and where are you sort of getting a summary of where you're going to report in on what the accomplishments of the group were during this year. What did we accomplish? And then what's left to do? You know, that's sort of, okay, so what did we do? Yay, congratulations. Now what's left to do? Where do we want to go from here? So anybody want to fire away? I'm happy to take some notes.
I think we have a big win that you can let Rob take the floor for a while because,
Can't hear me? You're just a little quiet, Mike.
Okay. What I said is I would let Rob take the floor. He has a big win that he's been working on. Can you guys hear me or not?
Yeah.
Okay. I let Rob take the floor because, like I said, all the culmination of all that we've learned from you, we've all been working hard and diligently at it. And I think what Rob's can tell us about what he's been working on, and I know I guess you have a big win coming, Rob, so maybe you can tell us. That alone is says enough about the program, I think, right there. So I'll let you have the floor.
Yeah, I mean, as far as accomplishments, what we've gotten out of it, and Chris and I talk about it all the time, is setting up the structure of the calls, the monthly calls, has just paid off tremendously for us. We're nowhere near where we want to be with this. There's no doubt about it. We haven't been able to incorporate it 100%, but taking what we have been able to take of it and get it started and know where we want to go with it is big. It's really big. So we've got a lot of work to do. Hold on 1 second. Call coming in. We've got a lot of work to do, but we feel we're on the right track. I think what Mike's talking about is we're working on a case right now, which looks like it's gonna come in. And it was a direct result from a Supernova call. It was a client I've been with for 20 years, helped start their business. And a call a few months ago opened up that they might have an offer for their business. And they were already in the makings of it. And it just turned into a whole financial planning situation where we put a plan together to back into how much they needed to live the next 45 years at their current lifestyle. And they basically put that as the bottom line on their sale of their business. And they ended up, you're getting double that for it. So,
Wow. Yeah.
So anyway, it helped them a lot. That call that day was very timely and it turned into a financial planning call the following week. And through a Zoom and boom, they're going to get $25 million for this little company they started. And we figured they need 8 to 9. So they're tickled. So, and it looks like, we're going to have another call this week. It looks like we'll probably have 20 of that money coming in at the end of the month. It should all work out fine. But it's a great, would that have happened without Supernova? Maybe, but just that monthly call. I mean, the timing was right.
Yeah, you were on it.
Exactly. So it's a great story. On top of that, Chris and I have been doing Zoom calls recently with, a rep. I've talked about it before, but a rep that we've worked with I've worked with for 30 years, retired as of April 30th. So we took on another $80 million in assets and, they're primarily larger accounts. There's 62 accounts, Chris, 65 maybe.
Yeah. But, it's right around there. Yeah.
Some pretty large relationships and, we started our conversations with them the last 6 to 8 weeks with, how often do you want to be contacted? We like to talk to you once a month. And they loved it. They loved it. And it turned into, most likely all the accounts are going to stay. We've already started financial planning with some of them. We're not going to get paid a whole heck of a lot in the beginning, but we will later, So it's great stuff. It's great stuff.
Yeah, you won't be paid because you got to pay out the FA, right?
Well, we're paying. That's our payment for yeah. a book of business. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you're buying it, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's great stuff.
Those assets double over the next 5 years.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. That's the part people don't think about, you know, just the appreciation of the market. And I mean, we've had a great market, no question. But I mean, we should get reasonable appreciation over the next 5 years. Those assets double. And, you know, plus you bring in, and like you said, we do financial planning. We're going to do 1242 and it just changes the relationship. And all of a sudden they let you in.
Yeah. You know?
That's the part that I think is the most important thing to understand. People don't understand it until they do it. And all of a sudden the conversation starts to get more serious. You know, they really let you in rather than just talking about the money they give you. Now you're their advisor. You know, you do that financial plan and then, you know, the flower kind of opens, you know, and then you're the guy that they talk to about the 20 million rather than Goldman Sachs or somebody else is calling them.
So what we need to work on, to your point, Chris and I both agree. We talk a lot about it. We've been doing some of these Zoom calls together, which has been great. We just need to do more of this. We need to continue to reduce our accounts and, you know, work with, you know, the people that we really need to be working with in the right way. And the last year has been, you know, had sold it me big time with what everything we've been through, to continue to work towards that. You know, we're nowhere near where we need to be. So that's a good thing.
So it's interesting. You know, I always say to clients, you know, you may be comfortable now, but are you ready to go through the next recession with all these small accounts? And, you know, during our time together, we had a recession, we had a good market, a recession, and a great market again. It's like, and so you kind of had, you know, a 5 year business cycle crushed into a year. And, so you experienced what it was like, you know, to deal with small accounts when the markets are really bad, even though it was a short period of time, it was still pretty traumatic. And I think, you know, for most FAs, they can deal with those smaller accounts when things are good. They really don't want to deal with them when things are bad. It's just hard.
Yeah.
So I think it sort of gives you a chance to, plus then you see if you have the time to work with bigger clients, what that really means in terms of getting them to open up and do more planning and then do all the other products that are associated with planning. So your business can, you know, even though you have fewer clients, your business can flourish because you have time, the most important commodity. Okay.
Hey, Chris. Do you have anything to add to it?
Yeah.
I would just say through the program, it seems the referrals picked up a lot too. Wouldn't you agree, Rob, just from talking monthly with a lot of clients and quarterly with a lot of clients, just that repetition. It seems like when they have an event with their family, I mean, we've picked up a lot of kids from big households that we have. So that's been a huge, huge help too, just to sort of put another ring around that relationship and hopefully continue it for the next generation.
Definitely.
That's great. So how is your business done? I mean, can you give me kind of a percentage increase or where are you? Are you about the same or as last
year? We're up 20% over last year.
That's great. And you think that's a sustainable level?
Yes.
Especially, yes. If, you know.
Yeah, we'd be disappointed if we don't end up that at the end of the year, big time or more. Yeah.
Wonderful. Terrific. Congratulations. Mike, how about you?
I think we got a lot out of the program just because we're kind of focusing, you know, have the thing split between, Sandrine and myself. And, very productive across the board. And a lot of the clients that I had started years ago, that she is now working with them like on supernova at a level, like I'm trying to stay with the counts, like maybe between like, say, down to like a million, maybe a little bit over a million. And even then you have some counts that aren't supernova at $1 million. They don't, you know, they don't need to be talked to. You know, they don't want to be talked to, that kind of thing. We tried to get them involved, but she has clients over $1 million and she has the rest of the book realistically. And she set up a group of clients that are supernova and say like the $1.5 million to maybe, can we just say like 900,000, 800,000?
Like the teetering.
Yeah, teetering around 1 million, but she has, you know, appointments set up and a schedule going and, you know, stays on top of it. And just the money that she's been able to pull in, and like Robin Chris said, that the conversations, when you look at our contact rate among our clients, it's around 97% for our office. So that's in the first 3 months of the year. They've all been contacted. That's every account we have. That's the percentage of, you know, touches that we have. So I think that's excellent. And I know, even though Gary's not on here, that Gary does the same thing. You know, I know he's very diligent of working to reach his clients. That's how we used to work. Just we call it grinding it out. You just have to make your calls and do your things. But I think the supernova with the focus, and even this month, I really like it because it says review the taxes. Well, you're reviewing them, but they haven't done them yet. So like when you're talking about it, you're saying, oh, you know, we'd like to review the taxes. And the thing is, when you talk about the wealth that we, and I mentioned the other day that 70% of the wealth, like when you have people with a high net worth, they lose 70% when it gets passed to the next generation in most cases. The next generation ends up having 70% less when they die. And by the time the third generation gets it, it's 10%. Because most people don't know how to handle money. It's a matter of keeping them all involved and making sure the planning is done. And that's the key. And to stay involved with those clients will give you that, you know, lift. But I think the interesting part is making sure you see what the taxes is to see where the tax forms are. Where are their taxes? And if you can, on those clients that you're dealing with now, like the new people that are just coming on board, make sure you get a chance to get a look at their tax return. Because even though they're all new clients to us, so when they're new, we want to make sure we find out where the other assets are.
Right.
Looking at the tax return, that's like shooting fish in a barrel. Like we know they can put it on our Morgan Stanley online and our total wealth, but the way we can all help that matter a little bit better is to get a copy of that tax return this year because it's been delayed. It's been a crazy year. So I think that's one thing with those new clients, you know, that you have and the ones we've developed, you know, you do that. So I think kudos to everybody here that really participated in this. And I know Rob and Chris came from a banking background and where it was a lot of product-oriented business. And they have evolved their business over the years. And seeing them kind of like see the light, I think it's really great. When I was at Smith Barney, we had to manage money. And Morgan Stanley, which was Dean Witter, did all the package products. They used to do a lot of, you know, fund of the month. They came out with, they had their own mutual fund company. And it was very package-oriented, mutual fund-oriented, fund-to-fund-oriented, not individual like managers. And being that advisor type of thing, they weren't on that. They were more or less on, you know, transactional. And Smith Barney, which is now, you know, part of Morgan Stanley, is on that advisory. And I think that that's doing that whole thing has helped Rob and Chris too. And it's really neat to see them, you know, succeed, because I know they work very hard and, you know, and it's nice to see good people win. You know, that's how I look at it.
Mike, what do you think, you know, what would be next steps for you in terms of things that you'd like to accomplish?
I was thinking about making a run for the presidency in the next election, but I'm not sure right now.
Cause we could use you.
Basketball and everything that I'm kind of like coaching still, and, you know, but I might do it. That's on the back burner. Now, I just like to kind of go after more endowments. like I'm trying to work myself into a position to go after larger accounts and I think, like I said, we all know people, like even Rob and Chris, like I said, you've been with us for like 6 or 7 years, I think, at this point. But there's people you know over in Jersey, which it's kind of like, as a government entities person, there's not many of us in the country, but no one has said, hey, talk to this township. And I'm always, dripping and trying to find it. And I hope to develop the assets and develop our client base. I really like, what's going on. The one guy that's in our team is going to be moving to Arizona in September, Alex. So he'll be still part of our team, but he'll be working out of that office. And so it's kind of my son will be coming into the business, and getting going to the training program next year. He's finishing his master's in May. He's going to sit for the CFP. So I think kind of having the business evolve and see where they're going to be at it. I'm excited to see where it all goes. Our team is about almost a billion two of assets right now. I'd like to see us get to 2 billion, in the next, I'd like to be sooner than later, but I would say, 5 to 7 years, like try to see if we can actually double that. That'd be a nice, feather in the cap, for the whole team. Let's hope the younger generation, as they get involved and engaged, like to see them, the sky's the limit. I think the talent that we have, that we've surrounded ourselves with, the sky's going to be the limit. We have a new staff member coming in, and Lacey, who's been with us, is going to be moving with Rob and Chris. So she'll be working with them, and Gary. And we have a new assistant coming from, the Allentown office to work with us. So the whole process of, evolving and trying to get things next level for Rob and Chris, they've been without an assistant. So I think it's excellent for them. And, we haven't bring somebody in new, and we'll learn from them and they'll learn from us. And hopefully it's a great step forward for everyone. That's the way I look at it. So I think we're all positive at this point, and, I'm just looking forward to it.
How do you think things have changed since COVID? What do you think you learned from that? What will you do differently because of it?
Well, I think the scheduling, I mean, it wasn't really, it's COVID made it very easy to reach people. So we don't realize we're never going to have as easier time again to get a hold of people, because once we open up, they're going to be busy and they're going to be going places. But for the past year, everybody was focused on themselves because they were in their house. They had nothing else to do but worry about their house, and everybody did everything they could to their house, or when it got a new house, remodeled, building a house. It's like everybody's done something, but they were together with their families. They either, they kind of came together, and all of a sudden everything was the focus of the family and what the family needed. And that how long that lasts will be very interesting, because that wasn't the case. You had everybody going a mile a minute, and you still might be going, and people that were doing different things. But I really think that brought the families closer, because they spent a lot more time together, because it was your own little secret, safety net. Yep. That you were comfortable with. And I think that could do a lot towards the planning process. I think a lot of information, us being in touch with our clients, has led them to feel comfortable with us, because they know how often we talk to them. Yep. And I think that it'll be very good for us if we continue the pace we were doing. If we follow what we've learned and not try to break out and do something different. It could be very beneficial for us all. I think just learning the supernova during this period, because we were going into supernova in the beginning before COVID. It was like, we got that meeting with Rob at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then you're learning it. And we have two other guys that aren't here that never really bought into the whole process. And, Rob and Chris really doesn't look that good in person. I'm just letting you know that, over there on the right. But I'm joking, Chris. But You know, it's just, it should be really exciting. I just think if they take what they've learned, because they're morphing from a bank background where you sat in the bank and, you know, you did those products and they did okay and they came into the business, they were over in Bethlehem and they kept getting a little bit more. And now they get, you know, the guy from Florida. I just think it's exciting to see what really happens with the office. I really do. And I hope that the family stay together so we can all, it'll be what they've learned in the past year. I think will benefit us all if we can keep that momentum and the families keep that momentum, you know.
All right, let's talk a few minutes about the process and the use of the tools and what are you using and what aren't you using, and just to take a little bit of an inventory. One of the things that, you know, the secret sauce of Supernova is not a magic pill. It all kind of goes together and it builds on itself. And each piece adds value to the whole process. So it begins with the planning process. And then it goes to each appointment being scheduled. Okay, we used to not actually even schedule the appointments. Then we started scheduling the appointments. We found people really liked that. It kept us on track, kept them on track, gave a lot of respect. Then we created an agenda for each meeting. And then we added the executive summary to each meeting. And what that did was hold the client more accountable, especially like during when you're doing the planning process and trying to get the client to meet with their CPA and their attorney and to get some forms done and things, that executive summary says, this is what we're going to talk about next month. You know, basically you better be ready. Okay. This is your responsibility. This is our responsibility. And then the use of the folders. And I know with COVID, the folder thing sometimes came and went, but of those things, what are you using and what can you see the value in it, and would you like to use it or are you using all of those? Rob, how about you?
So we're doing the planning. We're scheduling the appointments. Chris and I have an agenda. So each month, we pick a few things to discuss. Okay. Basically, executive summary, I think, is important. It's not happening as much as I would like to. So that's something that, we're definitely gonna move on. For example, yesterday Chris and I set up a monthly schedule with a new client, and we immediately told them what we were going to need for our next appointment. Chris sent an email out right away. And we're then going to turn it into a financial plan. So, you know, and they loved that. They loved it. They heard, you know, they had done business a certain way for 30 years with somebody they loved and hated to see go. And once we threw in the one month, the monthly call, they just lit up. They hadn't had that. So then we mentioned about financial planning, which Al sold to them prior to that were CFPs. And we followed up with an agenda and now they're ready for next month. So, I mean, I think the executive summary is very, very important, and we do use it. I haven't used it as much as I should. So that's something we're working on. The folders, we ditched the folders. We haven't been in the office since last March. We haven't used the folders. But what Chris and I have done is we've turned it into all electronic. Everything is the folder is in our notes. So when he does one or I do one, everything goes on the system, just like it would in the folder. And that way either one of us can look at that and it's totally accessible. And it really works for us.
That's great. That's great to hear. Yeah. Let me just put in a plug for that executive summary. I think it's, to the point where, you know, I've been teaching it now and you know, when we're doing the 12 weeks, you always get a summary of what you're supposed to be doing. But in these monthly things, I haven't been doing it. And so I've started to do it myself. And what it does is it sort of, at the end of the call, it sort of solidifies, okay, what are we going to actually do between now and next month, right? And so I send out just a, you know, like a three bullet points of what you agreed that you're going to do and what I'm going to do and then where we're going to be next month. I think it just, it's kind of that accountability coach that, and that's what you really, you know, in the end, you're their coach. You're just like you're their personal trainer. You're their personal, you're their financial coach, their advisor that holds them accountable to finishing their financial plan and being their best financial self, right? And in many ways that will translate into being their best self in other ways, right? Because if they get their finances right, then that is a big part of the anxiety of life, and therefore they can do other things and focus more on family and other their health and things that are definitely more important. So I think if you can ritualize it. And so what I've been doing, you know, I just, when you have to do it, you kind of figure out shortcuts. So for example, like I just go into the Zoom call, you know, on every Zoom call is everybody's email address. And so I just click on that, copy it, and then paste it right onto an email. And then I just take from my notes and bullet point 1, 2, 3, 4, sign it and send it. Bam. And I can do that in about, I don't know, two or three minutes. So it's, you know, it's easy to do. And I think if you do it right away, then it's over. Right. And then, oh, by the way, I also hit file and then print, and I print it and put it in my folder. So I have it in front of me. I don't have to go and check, remember where that email went, you know. And then I just, then what I'm doing is just putting that, then that executive summary on the left side, my notes on the right side. And then I'm, when I'm, you know, for the next call, I've got that executive summary in front of me. And I can just go immediately to it and say, hey, this is what we agreed to last month. How'd you do in these four areas? So I think that that is, I'm going to be a better coach because of that. And I think you'd be a better coach. I think you'll get more compliance. And remember, there's a, there, you know, we don't have, you work with a firm, so you don't have to worry about malpractice insurance. But you want your own personal malpractice insurance, and that insurance comes from your activities. All right. And there's four things I think that you can end up having issues with on a compliance basis. One is discretion. You don't take discretion. Two is churning. Because you do fee-based services, you don't have the risk of being accused of churning. Fundamentally, by doing a financial plan, you know your client. So you eliminate the risk of them accusing you of not knowing your client. And the fourth thing is, did you have a disagreement with the client as to what was agreed upon? We call that in the compliance world an I say, you say issue. And when you put down in the executive summary what you agreed to do together, then you eliminate the I say, you say. Now at the bottom, always put a disclaimer, which says something like, if you disagree with anything in the conclusion of this summary, would you please let us know immediately? And so by accepting that, they have agreed that that's what you bought. Now, I've been in the business for almost 50 years now, and there were always lawsuits. And, you know, somebody would put $1 million into an annuity and then claim that they didn't agree to it, right? An annuity isn't an immediate sale. That's hard to believe that they would actually have a case, but they would hire a lawyer. And I remember that case, and we worked it out, but it was an enormous waste of time. And then, you know, you have when people overspend their money, right? That's one of your biggest risks, is that clients overspend their money. So you always want to be aware of that and bring it to their attention when they're spending an excess amount of their capital. And then use your management team to bring it to their attention. And then in the end, you had a choice, either fire the client or get them fixed. And keep them from spending, from overspending their money. But I guess those are the big five things that I would see as risks, but the executive summary will protect you in a dramatic way against the I say you say, which is probably one of the very only things sort of left other than overspending their money. So just from my, you know, I ran the Midwest for Merrill Lynch, and you know, we had 2,000 financial advisors, 5,000 employees, and there was always something going on. So you guys, you don't see it, but it's out there. So I think Supernova and all the documentation that you do built on a financial plan really protects you. The head of compliance at Merrill Lynch said to me, Rob, if everybody did Supernova, I could get rid of a whole floor of lawyers. So there's that benefit. So make sure, you know, you're kind of dotting your I's and crossing your T's. Even though it might be a pain to do the executive summary, I think it's a nice malpractice insurance policy for you. Mike, how are you doing on the details of this process?
Well, the executive summary, I kind of try to follow the script, but I was saying to them is, sometimes the following the summary for each individual client, like I have some people that like they're not going to really get prepared for anything I do. Like they're waiting for me to call, but their actions are not something where I say, hey, you know, get me this information. I kind of feel like I can't really give them things to do because some of them in like the high, like the people like these higher net worth people, they don't do a lot of homework on this. It's kind of weird that their situation is a little bit different. That's basically just a couple people. But the rest of them, it seems like you're setting a plan, but as we get older, like you'll deal with somebody and they're kind of not really, they're just focusing on my call. And then you find out like they go in depth and let you know that they had prostate cancer. They had something wrong with them and they were doctoring and they're trying to get everything. But I think that we all kind of have to use like our summary in a separate way, you know, like where we are, we're more, fee based. It's time intensive. Our business is a little bit different because we use a lot of preferred stocks over the years that are constantly being called. So every month we might have 100 or 200 positions called, which means we send out an email and we're talking to those people in addition to the Supernova call and all the other clients we have because they're just people with things coming due. So it's just, even though it's structured, if there's money coming due in between that time frame and it's 50 or 100,000, they're getting an email, they might call us on that. So the homework aspect of it, I think we have to do a better job. But what we've really done homework-wise is we've really committed to, in conjunction with the planning aspect, is using Morgan Stanley Total Wealth to put all their assets on the screen. So we have their real estate, we have their, all their, any outside assets that they have, their banking, we're focusing on cash management with them. So we're trying to get it to the point where all their assets, they might not be with us, but they're linked. And then we're trying to fund liquidity access lines, lending with every client. And, you know, just like we had a special that was a 1.5% for 1 year, 1.75 for 3. And I had a lot of clients. We probably got loans on that of probably $6 or $8 million. Even one client took out $2.5 million to build their future home for 3 years at, 1.75%. So we're tying in, where we might be trying to get a summary, we're kind of tying them into Morgan Stanley, and Patrice works diligently that her calls, like I'll be on the phone with somebody on their Supernova call saying, hey, this isn't working. And the guy will be like, I haven't been able to link this. I'll text Patrice and she'll pick up before the call's over to stay on the line with the client and walk them through it. So we really do a great job of tag teaming. And Lorene's the same way. You know, you're on there and, you know, I can put the mute them and, you know, talk to Lorene because she's here every day to, you know, branch like another avenue of that. So we try to really use the things that we have. And our platform is great. And with the planning and the Supernova, not only do we have like what we're following with you, but the total wealth, like when they see their home on Zillow and it goes up, you know, with the way the real estate's going up. And then you say, that's your total wealth. And that's what we're trying to manage. And then all these other ways to get the assets, like linking the accounts is just like if we link them, they're going to eventually be in here. You know, that's the way we look at it. It's in the beginning. It's like, just link them, you know, you'll know where but it's better for us to know exactly what the positions are with total wealth. So if you link their other accounts, we're going after an account with another firm where they have like 50,000 with somebody on our team, but they have $11 million outside of here with every firm on the street. And we're doing a we have it all linked, but he hasn't got it in yet, but we're working on that. And that's just, you know, this is what we do. And like the estate planning, Rob, like, you know, you do the estate planning, the second to die insurance for the couple that sold their business. If they die and the tax law changes, they got a $14 million tax liability. So, you know, you got to do the estate planning. And it's all those things that we talk about, but you kind of, you know, you bring that together I think that having a team all working together, and like, I don't have the time to walk them through how to link an account. I wouldn't know how to link an account online, but Patrice does and Lily does. And then, you know, and Lacey does, I'm sure, you know, I don't know, like I said, but I think everybody knows how to do that, but I don't think the brokers do. Maybe they do, but I think that what we're doing is very exciting, and it's our own little way to kind of gather the assets. And I think the tax return will just be another step on that process to see what, you know, they're not telling us, because we've discovered more assets, even from a client that we had $5 million with. And we knew what he did. And he was a small client, like Rob said, he was like a $100,000 account for 15, 20 years. It was a 50, it grew to 150. And then he sold a billboard business with his brother. But he gave us like 6 million of it, but he had other money that he left with the people that handled the money for the business out, you know, and we found it's like another $1.5 million, $2 million. It's out there, right? That eventually, you know, now it's listed on our Morgan Stanley online. And so I don't know. I think that it's a great platform that you have. And I think that with what Morgan Stanley has to offer, it really just solidifies the whole thing. It's like, you know, a locking grip that you basically get on the client. The communication and the strategy from you with the platform that we have is really, really a strong mix.
So, Mike, your business is how are you? You're up for the year?
Yeah, I think we all are dramatically because of the market last year. So yeah. We're up about, you know, 18% for the year. Like my daughter's up 85% for the year. She's taking a lot bigger. So it's like, you know, she's taking a bigger part of the pie. Sure. And so she's gone. So, but from last year when the market was down, but I know that everybody's up, like, because we kind of had like a real strong month in December. And then, I think January was a little lower. January was low, but not real low. Everything's ahead of last year. The telltale months are, you know, of course, March and April, because March and April last year were just devastating. They went down in April and May. They were all real low. So
right.
we'll have a big sense about that. But as the recovery came, I think that'll all work itself out. But the assets are the keys. The more assets that they gain, those assets that Rob and Chris are bringing in and what they're doing, I think will be, you know, pay them back in spades. So I think they're really going in the right direction.
Well, I'll put in a plug for continuing ed. If you guys, you know, in any way would like to continue what we offer at this point is a monthly, kind of the same thing that we're doing now, sort of an accountability coach to where you set specific goals and, you know, you can kind of develop it yourself, what you want to do. And, that's about half of what the cost of the year is typically, because we only meet once a month. We don't do the weekly intensive work. So it's a pretty nice program. Some people continue. I've had people that continue for 5 or 6 years. And then there are some people that take a break and then come back and say, look, we need a refresher, or we brought in a new teammate. We want to teach him or her supernova. So there's a lot of different ways. We're sort of at this point very flexible and would work with you on what you want. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say how much I've enjoyed this and how much, you know, it would be of value to us to continue with you as a, you know, you're a great, great group of folks. I think you've really, in spite of the pandemic, you know, kind of embrace this. I remember when we were doing this, they were like, I don't know if we can do this in the middle of this pandemic. I said, yeah, just keep going, you know. And we all kind of pulled it off, which is kind of amazing. And when you think back, what a perfect time to do it, right? It was perfect because there wasn't a lot else going on. we could really focus in on the client and call them and spend time with them, because, you know, the world and your clients didn't panic and they stayed with you. And you guys were very, very professional throughout the whole thing. So I think you, you know, tip of the hat to you. Again, you know, you guys can all think it over and decide what's right for you. If you, you know, think, yeah, well, I like that accountability, or I need a little break, or we'd like to try a different coach. You know, we'd like, you know, maybe you got, I've got.
I'd like to talk to Rob about it. And like I said, I think that we know that this group that you're looking at right here is the ones that really have participated in it. And we can kind of see with what he feels, if it's something that we want to, you know, look, I don't know what other type of programs they are, like what else you offer that might be like, say, like a quarterly meeting with you, or a month, like a once a month type of thing. I'm just saying, just to, I want to talk to Rob, because we like, we'll talk to Rob and see what might be of interest to him, depending on what his schedule is like and what our schedule is like and the team, because they're kind of like, we're not really all sure when we're getting back to work, you know, like in person. And to do these meetings, before we would just go in the conference room and we were all together, and it was interesting to, you know, not just hear them on TV, but to see them, you know, and then know what they're doing because they're in here working on it and having more interactions during the week, and we're kind of all in tune with each other a little bit. But we'll see. I'd like to talk to Rob and Chris about that with Sandrine and see what they think. And I think I'll try to take care of that. You know, Rob, maybe we can talk, you know, sometime before the end of the week, just grab 5 minutes with you and Chris.
Sure.
And just see how we can work with Rob if we want to. I'd like to, I mean, we're not going to forget what we've done, but if we want to have some type of, you know, meeting, or, and then we'll kind of reach out to you, Rob, if there's a number we can reach, if you can have the, you know, give me a number that we could call you to actually talk to you, if that's possible. We have to talk to someone else, you know, what we have to do.
Yeah. Be happy to do that. I'll send you an executive summary.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, it's been great, and congratulations. Give some good feedback to your boss. I'll ask for a testimonial if you don't mind. And if there's anybody else that you know that is out there that you go, this team really could use this. it's good for the brand. You know, it's good for your brand as a company to deliver a great client experience. And it's sort of sad when you know that other people aren't doing it. They just don't know about it, you know, or they don't think they can do it. You guys can say, you know what, we did, it was hard, but it's not impossible. Please, you know, give it a go. It will help your business. So we appreciate the testimonials and referrals, and, it's all good for us. So thanks again for the, you've been a fun group. I look forward to these calls. I like most of my calls. I really enjoyed these calls. So thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. We appreciate it.
Again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It was something we'll remember along our journey of all these years. I haven't had this, so I think it it resonates very well. I think you did a great job.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Coming from you, Mike, I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.